96.7 FM WBDK. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Magazine. Jason Williams in studio with Attorney Bob Ross from Ross Estate Planning on 14th Avenue in Sturgeon Bay. Now, before the break, we talked about two very key points that I want to kind of just quickly go over. Get organized when it comes to your wealth, your health, your life, and legacy. Get organized. That's online passwords to all of your accounts. Really just ultimate organization of your medical records so we can get into things like healthcare powers. Who's going to make those decisions for you if you're incapacitated? Because right now we're still talking about you're still alive. We're not anywhere near when we start talking about revocable trusts or wills. This is managing while you're still here.
Right, and part of getting organized is where are all of these documents? Where is your healthcare power? How can we find it when we need it? You know, and one place I tell folks never ever to put it is in your safety deposit box, because we know medical emergencies don't happen during business hours.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's something I would have probably never considered, because that seems like, logically, that's a great place to put it because it's safe, it's in a bank. But yeah, if it happens at 6 o'clock on a Friday night, there's not really a whole lot that they can do until Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
And something that we have developed, and they can go to our website and download it, is called an ICE form. ICE stands for In Case of Emergency. And that's a form that they can put right in their car that will have names and phone numbers of people to contact. It gives the emergency personnel a heads up. Who are the people that they can alert that something has happened to a family member?
And on that same point, I've actually got your ICE form. You gave it to me when we first started working together last year, and it's been great. I keep one in my car. I keep one in my house. I've actually thought about shrinking it down and keeping one in my wallet. To that point, something that was told to me, in your cell phone, put me as a younger person, I'm not married, so it's going to be my girlfriend, or it's going to be my mother or my father. Put in the name, maybe not even the name, just put mom or something in parentheses so they know. If that's all you've got on you, maybe you lost your wallet in some capacity, and that at least gives them someone to start with.
Yes, right in the new cell phones today, there is an ICE contact. You just need to program the name and number, and that way the emergency personnel can contact that person that you've designated immediately.
Very nice. Excellent. All right, so we've kind of rehashed your first two points to get us organized and help get us in a good place for our health and well-being so that someone can make decisions for us rather than a judge.
Right. So the third one we want to talk about is getting a financial